Turntain with Rivers Invitation. It has always been a favorite of mine. This came out in 1965. I wasn't born too soon after that. I'm a geezer. I'm okay with it. So Stanley Turrentine is on tenor sax. Herbie Hancock is on piano. Kenny Burrell on guitar, Bob Crenshaw on bass, Grady Tate on drums, and a whole orchestra behind all of that music, conducted by Oliver Nelson, who also arranged this all-time favorite of mine. Did I say it was called Rivers Invitation? That's the name of this tune. This is Lead Stories. I'm Eutrice Lead, and all right, we're going to have very opinionated people talking today, I hope. I want to hear what you're thinking. You know, it is very, very important that you say what you feel, and you feel what you say. So we'll do a bit of that today. We do that every time you talk anyway, and it's a good thing, because somehow I like during the course of the day, especially with respect to radio, which is a medium absolutely suited for it, that before the day is through, somehow you get a sense of what people are thinking out there. Are they thinking what you're thinking? Or are they thinking differently from what you're thinking? Are they causing you to rethink what you're thinking? All of that is good stuff. All right, so I'm going to talk today, I should say we are going to talk today about something people may think is a bit harsh to say. I'm going to beat up a bit on Joe Biden and the Democrats. They deserve it. Because we shouldn't be at a place now where we're getting so much anxiety all across the nation. And it doesn't seem to faze them any. You know, people are they're panicking. And the reason I'm going to blame Joe Biden here is because he is not talking. He's not talking at all about the things that matter to people in this time. And what is mattering to people is this COVID relief. It's ridiculous. And it's an amazing thing to watch the fancy footwork that Donald Trump has done that puts him now, at least in terms of the arguments that he's making, puts him ahead. And Biden is on the ropes. What is this? Biden should have, from the very beginning of this mess, floated something of a plan to say, this is what I suggest we do to make things work. Yes, I know that the Democrats did come up with a plan. Nancy Pelosi floated a plan. But that's not the plan I'm talking about. The plan I'm talking about is a plan that should come from a would-be head of state. What is your vision for a solution to the problem that we're currently facing? What do you have to offer as ideas? That shouldn't come from Nancy Pelosi, all due respect and everything. She's the House Speaker, a very important position. But you're running for presidency, for the presidency of the United States. Surely you should have some kind of plan in your head as to what might work to give people some relief. It didn't come from him. He's instead standing kind of in her shadow, unwilling to come forward boldly and say, all right, this is the problem that we have, and I think I want to suggest these measures because I think they will work, and they will get people back on solid ground sooner than if we just sat around and argued about it. That's leadership. But he was so mild. He was so gentlemanly. He was so proper that we had no idea what he was thinking at all. And in a way, I'm very glad that Donald Trump, of all people, upstaged him. Upstaged them all. The guy, the stable genius president, was bold. He didn't flinch. He said, this $600 stimulus fund, how dare you call that a stimulus fund, a stimulus package? What is it supposed to stimulate? You could pay perhaps 2 months of your light bill, or for people who have to pay for water and other such things. How long is that supposed to last you? How could that possibly tide you over in this real world? And they said, I was embarrassed for them because I kept saying to myself, surely somebody on their staff might have pulled their coat and said, you know, you shouldn't go public with this plan. It sounds stupid. And it sounds like you have no idea how the world is working right now. $600 does what? And how dare you call it, what is the stimulus here? What is it stimulating? And you come to people who are very clear. They're not making this up. They didn't cause this catastrophe. And we are at a time when you should be doing everything to show people the difference between your party and the other party. you're not stupid. You know how to put together a plan. Okay, cancel 2 nuclear bombs. What does that get you? I'm being, you know, flippant, but you understand what I'm saying. Come up with a plan. You had more than 9 months to hatch a plan. And the best you can do after all of that is $600. See, we did something. We're getting you $600. And Steve Mnuchin of the Treasury says, and we'll get it to you right away. Next week, it's going out. You'll get your money. What are we, little children here? Are we blithering idiots? Or are you blithering idiots? This $600 that got you all dreamy-eyed is not going to last but a second in terms of use. And it still will leave people behind. You should know that. But we have the irony today of a president we speak of all the time as being not directly connected with our world. He's, in fact, even one of his good friends said, you know, he lives in an alternate universe. Televangelist Pat Robinson said that Donald Trump lives in an alternate universe. Well, if a guy living in an alternate universe could come up with something that sounds reasonable, I say, let's listen carefully to all such people. Because this is nonsense and a complete waste of time. We have to demand some kind of answer from Joe Biden. How could you fail so utterly at a time like this, that you, the best you can suggest, you've been a vice president to Barack Obama, so you know how this thing works. You have an idea. You've been in the Senate, so you know how that works. And the best you can do is a lukewarm. In fact, you didn't even suggest anything. You were hiding all the time. So I say, don't get angry. Take this as a definitive sign that you can't expect more from Joe Biden. I mean, the field is wide open to him to come up with some kind of a plan, some kind of an answer that makes sense. And he should have been resolute about this. All this time has passed. And you have Nancy Pelosi talking about, well, we should do better than that. And we don't want to hear that. Here's what people want. They want answers that make sense. They want action that makes sense. Y'all are not making sense. So it behooves us, the people, to just kind of move your side and consider you unimportant to our daily struggle. You're a hindrance. You're not a help. And we should be very serious this go around. We should not have the same attitude in this presidential cycle that, well, we'll be patient and we'll see what they do. No, we should be ready to lop off heads. You don't do what we want you to do. You don't see the logic of responding to a national, an international really, but a national crisis. The best you can do after almost 9 months of thinking and negotiating and all of that, is we'll give you $600. See? We know you're suffering out there. We're responding. Our attitude should be, get the hell out of here. We are supposed to need you. You need us. We are ahead of you. You're not doing what we definitely need to be done right now. We need leadership. We need help. Everybody's clear about it except you. There's Biden talking some other language. And he is not addressing the crucial problems that are confronting the people, the Democrats even. Let's just put it out there. Your own Democratic support has been clamoring wherever the Democrats are. This is what they're talking about. This is what they're looking for leadership on. This is what they're looking for movement on, so that they can kind of salvage some portion of their lives and move on. Y'all are futzing around. You're talking. You're negotiating. But there are no results, certainly none, that the people desire, which means you failed. You have failed. And you better accept that, because I think you ought to accept that. You failed. And what is particularly pathetic about that is that you have failed precisely at a time when the groundswell of support is at its highest. You have failed when the people are clamoring for assistance and for action on your part. You have failed at a very important time, when more people have been added to the voter list, when more people are saying, well, we can't live with the Republicans if they can't do this. We will shore up the fortunes of the Democratic Party. And this is how you say thank you? This is how you show us that you realize that you have been put in the catbird seat, and by people who are suffering tremendously. And you're not even talking about it. You're not going to communities to say, all you can say is, help is on the way. What the hell does that mean? You asked for more votes, you got more votes. You asked the people to mobilize, they mobilized. And they now say, solve the problem. Now we get excuses from Nancy Pelosi, who says, well, you know, they're getting a lot of resistance. And she feels pretty good about the $600. She wanted more. It would have been nice to have more, but we will have to learn to do with less. I mean, we haven't even begun a new administration and you're selling this crap. And people are supposed to stand by you, stand by this party. No, this is the point I'm making today. Let this be a lesson. Let it be a reminder to us all that we have to change our mentality. I used to say a lot, people used to laugh when I said it, but it does ring true, doesn't it? When I say you have to be ruthless and obsessive about our interests. That's what we have to do. Nobody gets extra points for no reason other than, well, we want to help you. No. This is the deal. You requested help. You want us to help you achieve X, Y, Z. We did that. There is no reason that is acceptable that you can't get it done. If you can't produce what we want, we go where somebody could promise us that they could produce it. Nothing personal. I mean, we don't hate you. We just realize you can't do the job. You're not up to it. We have to go where we can get the job done. That's politics. Being ruthless and obsessive about your interests. It's not about whether you think you're a nice person or you're not. No. The fact is, we are sick and tired of making an investment in something from which we derive little or no benefit. And as the saying goes, if you do something stupid over and over again, it must be that you're stupid. There are no excuses, not from the Democratic Party, no excuses whatsoever. Even when times were, quote, better, unquote, they didn't do what we wanted them to do. They asked us for help because they can't wait to do what we want them to do. We gave them the help. They got into office and continued to ignore the pressure that they should have been under to produce results. So the only conclusion that you could come to is they can't produce results, or they don't want to produce results. Either way, we should interpret this to mean we have to move on. We have to put them out of our misery. You get that? Put them out of our misery. I mean, a new term has not even begun. And it has been a spectacular result for the Democratic Party. Nancy Pelosi shouldn't be talking to us about how hard they tried and they couldn't get this done and they couldn't get that done. We're not listening to that crap. We gave you more than what you asked for. We gave you the ammunition to fight. Now you're telling us, well, you know, we don't have any way of really engaging just yet, and we'll have to come at this a different way. No. There's only one way that we are interested in. See, this is where I have to now tackle my own folks. There's no excuse. That should be our position. There's no explanation that suffices. That's our position. Get it done. I'm sick of it. If you can't do the job, get out. Call the news conference tomorrow and say, look, I realize I'm not up to this. I got to go. Goodbye. But we keep entertaining underperformance. We keep giving people reasons to come back to us and tell us nonsense about why they couldn't do this, how they couldn't do that. They do it for everybody else who votes for them. They support everybody else's agenda who votes for them. And you took 9 months. 9 months. And now the fact is we have to deal with failure, utter failure, to produce the results . And if you could not produce the results with the coronavirus stimulus plan, and it's the most pressing and most important thing right now, the people who are dying from it are people of color, for the most part. And you dare to show your face and say, well, you know, we gave it a good try. And here's the greater irony. The man that we have been fighting, the man that we have been calling a clown, he says, go back and put more money in the pot for this. He is saying that. The presidential candidate, the president-to-be, does not say that. He does not say anything. So I say, we rustle up some courage and say, okay, I'm out. I am out, but after you give me what I want, I'm out. We already paid for this vote. We already paid our investment in a yes answer to adequate funding so that people can pick up the remnants of their lives that they have now and try to get on with things in their lives. We have invested in that. We paid already for that. We need to get what we are entitled to based on that. And then after that, y'all could go to hell. We'll find someplace else to go that actually respects our vote and actually respects our history of supporting this party that routinely, look at what has happened now. This is the thing that drives me nuts. They act as if this were just a kind of pro forma thing. Yes, we will continue the dialogue, and I don't want to hear that. We did not vote. We did not rustle up the vote as we did. We did not come to the support of the Democratic Party and Joe Biden to be told this nonsense. Well, we will continue the dialogue and we'll see. But for the moment, $600. You ought to be doing a dance of joy. At least it's something. You go tell that to your son. Go tell that to your children. But you're not going to tell that to us. Not after what we have done for you and this wretched party that you have of people posing as leaders. They're all millionaires. They don't have to worry about how they're going to pay the light bill or the rent or whether they'll have food for their children. You don't have, they don't have to worry about that. We will always find a way. We just need to say a couple more prayers to the Lord and hope that he hears us and provides us with a miracle. Maybe instead of 600, we'll get 610. All right. I'm in danger of exploding. So we will take a break. And I'll come back and listen to what you have to say at 888-874-4888 right after this. To Lead Stories on PRN.FM. I'm talking about the reason that we should rethink support of Joe Biden and the Democrats, specifically relating to the utter failure to produce a positive result in terms of the so-called stimulus package, which is not quite stimulating at the moment. Tony from Orlando, you're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling in.
I mean, I can do an argument either for this situation or against it. I mean, while I agree with everything you said, as far as these politicians failing miserably and only being interested in dipping their hands in the pot and doing very little, basically giving us nothing but crumbs, kind of like what President Trump argued last evening. But at the same time, Trump is very disingenuous. He twisted a lot of the stuff he said last night. He conflated a lot of the information because the bill that they passed yesterday is a combination of the budget for the federal government and the stimulus package. So a lot of the things that he quoted actually was part of a different bill. And also he knows that Mitch McConnell and the Republicans, the hardcore Republicans, are not going to go with a $2,000 stimulus check for the American people. So a lot of the stuff he says is just stirring up the pot and getting people riled up and make it seem as if he's for something when in fact he could care less.
I am not making any judgment, any further judgment on Trump about this, because I already have. I started this whole thing 4 years ago. 4 years ago, people weren't listening. The thing I'm saying is we should care less. We're not at a point where we have to be or we need to be rational, you see? There's no rationalization for where we are now. We have to say, this is the situation that we're in. You guys were exclusively in charge of it, and you couldn't get it done. Get out.
Eugene, I think that what they passed was exactly what they wanted to pass. This is what Congress does.
That's all the more reason. If you really want to pass this, you're insulting us. And you're saying openly, we are not afraid of the consequences. So then what we should do is present them with the consequences. This is not supposed to go down lightly at all. Not at all. Don't come to me with this feeble attempt and make us feel like we ought to be so happy that $600, wow, maybe I could pay my light bill. Come on. No, we have to be brutal. We have to be brutal in our own interest, and that's my point. Change our attitude.
I agree.
Change
our
attitude completely.
This bill that they just passed is pretty much what we're to expect for the next 4 years, basically.
Okay.
So
great. So we start now to indicate to them what it's going to be like for them for the next 4 years, and to ourselves to begin to revamp our political consciousness for the next 4 years.
Agree.
That's our job. Thanks a lot
that.
For calling in. Thank you. David from Westchester, you're on the air.
Yes, yes. Peace to the world. I can't agree
Thank
with you more than what you said. This is what needs to happen. What needs to happen is we need to take some drastic measures, and Joe Biden has already lost any validity in my mind, and I'm sure in about at least 350 million people in this country. What needs to happen are things like this. Anyone who's making, who made $250,000 on their W-2, that's not passive income, but income they actually made, they need to get that money back. They need to get all of that money back. We need an amnesty for all taxes for anyone making $250,000 on their W-2 or less. We need to do things where anyone who is in a private business, they need to get that money refunded. And also, just like Lincoln did during the Civil War, we need to institute new money. That's the only way Lincoln was able to win the Civil War, because he did not put the country into debt. He issued greenbacks. And Joe Biden, he shows his lack of leadership, because he should be calling for a new constitutional convention. This is worse than when FDR was elected. And they don't see it, because they already know it's going to get worse than what it already is. We are so, it's amazing that American people are so passive. Why is there not a revolution in this country?
Wow.
We are passive. I just don't understand it. And what's
what
really
I'm
worse about what it was, what's
time.
Really worse is in the 30s, at least some of us were still able to feed ourselves. Now we can't. We can't feed ourselves. And these politicians all need to be taken out of office. Anybody from the governors up. I can't speak about the local people, but anyone from the governors up, they need to be taken out of office. What Biden should be asking for is, listen, let me come into the White House right now, President Trump, with you to work together to figure out what's going on so we can have a smooth transition. Let's have a constitutional Congress. And I, as the new president, will hold every single member of Congress feet to the fire. And I'll be the one to determine whether you deserve the right to even run in the next election. But he lost his chance. And we are in big, big trouble. I don't even know what to say right now.
Well,
I'm praying that people will get over the fear that they created and go back to work and don't take the vaccine. That's all I have to say.
Thank you
so much. Thank you for everything you said today.
Thank you very much. Jackie from Brooklyn, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
The last caller that just spoke, I think he's being very naive about a lot of things. I'm not here to personally criticize anybody, but a lot of things he said is just, to me, politically naive. But to go to your point, first of all, it's not only the $600, which I agree is an insult. What I'm very troubled about, as far as I know, there has been no transitional meetings between Trump and Biden administration. So all these things about the COVID, about how it's being addressed, about the vaccine, there's no information being transferred to the incoming administration. So it appears that when they do come into office, they are not going to have all the knowledge and the information that they should have. Secondly, I agree with you. They should have been planning the structure from the time that they started to put forth their candidacy and started running. They knew that this is a very unique and obstinate kind of administration that they're going to be coming in, taking over from. And I don't understand what the plans were in terms of the transition. Now, in terms of the so-called stimulus $600, it is offensive, it is ridiculous, but again, here we are dealing with a very elite group of people who really don't have a clear understanding of what working people and everyday people have to go through. They have health care for life, they have a great salary, they have all kind of perks and committee assignment perks. So what happens is they are so far out of touch with the basic people in their own communities, their own constituents, that it doesn't matter. I think this whole idea of challenging the Republicans and the stimulus package, this should have taken place like 6 or 8 months ago. Why do the American people have to just accept what the elected officials tell them? Oh, we did the best we could, so here's $600. Most people are months and months and months behind in their rents, their mortgage, everything, because of the economy has been decimated. So there's no looking at these people and saying we expect an orderly, statesman-like transition. I agree with everything you said. It's time to take hold of the situation. I don't know how that's going to be done because they were already elected. But it's time to take hold of the situation and tell your elected officials that you are not going to continue to accept whatever it is that they want to throw crumbs at the feet of the people. It's like let them eat cake. So, I mean, that's all I have to say today. But, you know, we'll continue to struggle and we'll continue. Oh, the other thing, Eutrice, you said about praying to the Lord, faith without works is dead. So if you're going to pray to the Lord, then you have to get up and do something. The Lord is not there.
Yeah, get up and protest. Get up and get in the street.
And go to work.
Say to the Democratic Party, don't be so sure about our unqualified support. That's what we have to get up and do. Thank you, Jackie.
All righty. Have a great day.
Thank you. Ed from Jamaica, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Eutrice. How you doing?
Okay, Ed.
Well, I got a different take on this. I agree with you, but I'm going to bring it back to who is it on. It's on Joe Biden. Joe Biden will have the bully pulpit. He will have the executive order, and he can mandate things just like Trump mandated things in the beginning of his presidency. He can use the Federal Reserve. He can cut the defense budget. If he really wants to show who and what he is, first day he gets in there, I'm breaking out the executive pen, I'm mandating $2,000 goes to everybody for the next 6 months. We got France, they pay your salary. In Africa, Indonesia, Sri Lanka, Congo, they shut down to stop the virus, they pay your salary. You don't got to worry about that. We're mandating national health care. I'm executive ordering it. Forget about the Congress. Forget about Mitch McConnell. I'm using the pen. I'm doing what I'm going to do. Fight over it. In the interim, we're going to get some money out there. That will show me that Biden is for real. Is he going to do it? Probably not. Because Biden told you from the beginning that not much is going to change. And he's a political dinosaur. But if Biden wants to be real, if Biden wants to live up to the vote promise that he made, break out that executive order and use the bully pulpit and muscle everything through for the people. And then they can't stop that. Then we'll see.
What should the people themselves be doing right now?
Right now, we got to let them know we'll shut this country down. We got to get some nationwide strikes. We got to get some national action and just shut the country down for a day or for a couple of days. Like Occupy Wall Street, like Zuccotti Park, Like we did before, got to shut this country down and let them know, look, nothing's happening. I know we got the COVID-19 and we got the vaccination. That's another matter, exactly. But whoever can work, don't work. Shut this country down and let them know. And hold Biden to, look, Biden, you got the executive. We gave you the POTUS. Use it. Trump did it. Trump executive ordered everything he wanted. From the wall to the floor. Let Biden do it for the people.
Isn't it ironic that the person we least expected to be so forceful is Donald Trump on this question?
Trump's got nothing to lose. I mean, I expected him to say $2,000 is a joke, to be totally honest with you. You're talking about you shut down the whole economy. You shut down people's livelihood. You got to do 6 months to a year, $2,000 every month. I mean, I'm talking about alternative income and national health care. A mandate that anybody who's sick wants to go into a hospital, wants to go into a doctor's office, doesn't pay one red cent. What needs medication, doesn't pay one red cent. That's what we're really talking about. That's a stimulus, because that gives people security. That gives people a financial backing. And that's what the basic government is for. Government is for the allocation of resources in the proper manner for the people. The king, good kings used to do it before we had democracies. A good king put up a stockpile for his people, so in times of famine, he had the resources to keep the kingdom healthy and fed. It's a matter of national security. It's a matter of personal liberty. That's what we need a government for. If the government can't do that, then what good is it? It's just a bunch of posers collecting a check.
Well, I see we having quite a sameness of thinking going on here. Let's see if we could maintain it and translate it into action. Thank you so much, Ed, for contributing today. I still have some time for at least one or two more calls at 888-874-4888. This is intolerable. We should not let it go down smoothly. We should not let the Democrats feel safe by any means. And we should also look at the need for a radical change in our temperament. I mean, what is it that's going to cause us to really get out there and say, no, this is it. We are not going to allow this to happen, and become quite militant in the sense that we're advocating strictly for our interests. People could say whatever it is they want to say, but in the end, this is how politics works. We have made the requisite investments. We are due, long overdue, it seems to me, the results, the benefits. And we should collect, and we should demand, because we are in the position to make demands. We caused incredible change to happen. We did what people didn't think could happen. And now you're going to tell us, here's $600 and good luck? No. This is truly an insult, and we have to let that be known, and we have to let Biden know, don't plan on having us as your faithful friends. don't plan on that, because from this point, and it should have been sooner, we are looking strictly about our interests. Are you fulfilling this compact that we supposedly have, that in exchange for our support, that you understand that these are our priorities and they need to get done? You can't understand that. It's okay. We should be preparing right now to throw him out. We should be having no qualms about jettisoning people who are useless to us despite the investment we have made. If we've made a bad investment, let's correct it. But let's not be passive at all in this political season. Well, that brings us to the end of our program. And I wanted to say to you to make yourself as much as you can, to always keep in the top of your head, you don't owe anybody anything. They owe you. You do not owe them a thing. For decades now, our interests and our concerns have been invested in and paid for. We haven't gotten back yet, not even a respectable return on the investment. And this is at the top of our list of to-do things. When we talk about our political to-do list, we cannot retreat. We cannot go back to this, well, you know, it's tough for them. And we don't want to hear that. We want you to fix this and fix it now. We want these things done. These are priority items. And we have to back that up with action. We have to back it up with our commitment to action. So I'm entreating you to change your mentality this year. Change it. And it's not that you're being mean, you're not being, self-centered. You're just doing what you need to do to let people know how politics, you are working politics the same way they're working politics. It's nothing personal. It's all about living and surviving, and I have a right to see to my interests. Thanks so much. Let's meet up again tomorrow to do some talking. Bye-bye.